The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Well, good afternoon. This is a very special edition of Exploring the Word. Alex McFarland here and Bert Harper. We are in 2 Timothy, and as always, later on, we open up the phones, we take Bible questions, we also often take prayer requests. And Brother Bert, as you and I began the show today, really the nation and the world is on edge with the breaking news that our friend and colleague Charlie Kirk has been shot in the neck. We do not know his condition. If we do find out in the context of the show, we will give an update. But as we begin today's edition of Exploring the Word, I want us to pray for my friend and colleague. 13 days ago, less than 2 weeks ago, we had Charlie in a wonderful event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Many people listening right now probably were there because we had people from 17 states. I happen to know Charlie as a devout believer and a very committed patriot who loves this nation, but how shocking and how tragic and painful to know that a man simply talking about God and country would be shot.
It is, Alex. He's the father of two children, one just born last year, maybe just about a year old, and so we're praying for him. The word just came on, and I have a screen here that I can look at. It says it is reported that he is in critical condition. That is the word that we're seeing and hearing. And if we get any updates on that, I think I can share that. And you're talking about prayer time. I think in the last segment, we just may turn this day into a prayer meeting. Yesterday was prayer request. Today may be a prayer meeting when we ask people maybe to call in if they would not mind and pray for Charlie and pray for his family, pray for America, pray that, lawlessness would, I mean, the stabbing that took place, 2 weeks ago in Charlotte, just some deaths that's taken place in like Chicago, it's just a battle zone. So we do need to pray and pray that the church would be a strong witness for this. But Alex, yes, I'm glad you were there with Charlie and know that he being a strong, I knew I'd heard of it and I'd heard him before, but hearing you say that just brings some confidence into our hearts and our lives about his commitment to Christ.
Well, I first got to know him. I mean, I knew of him for a decade, but I really got to know his organization, Turning Point USA, in the spring of 22 because it was my privilege to speak for him at East Tennessee State University in Kingsport, Tennessee. And anyway, TPUSA, Turning Point, asked me to speak in his stead on the Constitution. And I went to East Tennessee State and their were some protesters, which, we've had that before. we were doing an event in Greensboro, my hometown, in March of 2003, so 22 years ago. And I had, Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, Ravi Zacharias. I had half a dozen speakers, and we had a bomb threat at the local Coliseum. So, look, when you're proclaiming truth, Satan is not happy about it. But let me just say this. The people that have ideologies and agendas rather than morality and truth throughout history, Bert, when positions and policies can't be defended rationally, people resort to violence. Mm. And that's what's happened here. President Trump in July of 24, a would-be assassin tried to kill President Trump on the campaign trail. There have been violence against churches and synagogues. And I guess I would say this, number one, we're praying, and we're certainly praying for Charlie Kirk. But for every Christian, every patriot, and certainly every clergyman, this is no time to cower down and go silent. More than ever, this is a time to proclaim truth, righteousness, and the light of truth must overcome the evil and darkness that is threatening all of our futures.
It is. 31 years old, very well spoken, very presented in such a way that is persuasive, especially in young people. Just so, and a threat to Satan is really, if you get down to it, this is what it is. Anyone or any ministry that is a threat to Satan's kingdom is possibility under attack. They're under attack spiritually, for sure, but physical, yes, this shows. So, Alex, there's a prayer meeting going on right now here at AFR in the devotion room, and I went over there, and I know you talked to Tim Wildman. I went and spoke to Tim. I let him know we'd be praying, and so we got a lot of people praying, and would you mind leading us in prayer for Charlie's recovery? We don't know exactly where it is. It just says critical, and but we're asking God to raise him up, and we're praying he would.
I do want to pray, and let me just say this. Charlie was one of the keynote speakers in our summer speaker series, Conversations That Matter. And we had the great political commentator Dinesh D'Souza. We had Gary Chapman, who wrote The Five Love Languages. This Sunday night, we have Lauren Green from Fox News, and we have Mark Walker from the Trump White House, the International Ambassador for Religious Freedom. And it's a free event, 7 p.m. at the Greg Rolls Legacy Theater in North Myrtle. This Sunday night, I'll be there in person, 7 p.m., and we're talking about the state and future of the local church. And let me just say, even as we speak, our already heavy security, we're tripling. So Sunday night's event that Charlie was at 13 days ago, well, the next iteration is this Sunday night. Lauren Green of Fox News, I'm not going to publicly say her schedule right now, but she'll be there moderating. And I just want to say, and I'm going to pray, but look, this is no time to be afraid, because Christ is with his church. But Bert, this thing called the spirit of our nation, the battle for truth, it's really real. And it's incumbent on all of us, every single one of us, to walk with Jesus, to influence others, and to speak truth, because the only hope for our nation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Charlie was in the fight for Jesus and liberty and truth. We all are. But folks, understand that you can make a difference. So let's pray together. May we do that, Bert?
Do that right now, Alex.
If I start, will you close?
I will.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, right now we come, and first of all, we praise you. Lord, the Bible says our times are in your hands, and our life every day is a gift, and Lord, we are yours. But we want to intercede for a brother, a colleague, and a friend, and that is Charlie Kirk. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I would pray that you would heal him. Lord, spare his life if it be thy will, and Lord Jesus, I pray the assassin, the would-be assassin, would be brought to justice. But Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to descend upon our nation and restrain evil, restrain violence, and Lord, give peace, the rule of law, stability, safety. Father, please, if it's your will, spare Charlie's life. And I pray he could heal and he could continue. Lord, I know this man. He's a devout follower of you, Jesus. He is an evangelist. He is a patriot. And he has been used in such mighty ways. We commit him to you. We ask for your intervention, not only for Charlie, but for our nation itself. Father God, turn America back to Christ, beginning with all of our hearts and lives right now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we come alongside Alex, trusting you, believing in you, knowing you. And Father, we make our request to you, your intervention in this. We're praying again for the life of Charlie Kirk. Yes. Father, we realize the difficulty that surgeons may have, all the medical staff may have, but Father, direct them what to do. We're praying for his wife, his two children. They're not there probably. I don't think they would be traveling with him. But, Father, I pray you'd be with them wherever they are. And, Father, we're asking that you would intervene in this lawlessness that is taking place, not just in America, but all over the world, the lawlessness that was demonstrated in Charlotte, North Carolina, the lawlessness that brought the National Guard to Washington, D.C., the lawlessness that is taking place that we've heard about in Chicago, where so many people die each weekend. God, this spirit of lawlessness is spread, and we're asking that the church, that we would step up in prayer, step up in speaking truth, in love, and the hope of the Lord Jesus. And Father, again, we're asking you to be right there, wherever Charlie is right now, to your Holy Spirit demonstrate his power and his presence and wisdom. If any of those technicians or physicians lack wisdom, Father, give them wisdom on what to do, the procedure to use. And we're asking this and believing this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bert. And thank you, everyone else, for agreeing with us and joining with us in prayer. You know, these are exciting times. I mean, they're troublesome times. They're, you know, not easy. But, Bert, this is why Christ has commissioned his church. And the fight for truth, folks, just carries with it danger.
It does.
I mean, it really does.
It does.
But we are called to know, live, and proclaim truth. And what a joy it is. And I just want to say this, and we'll get to 2 Timothy. But 1 minute into the presence of Jesus, all that we have done, all that we've sacrificed, all that we've risked for the gospel, all that we've ever endured, you will know it is so worth it. It's worth it. But what else is there to live for but the dear Lord Jesus and his word? Isn't that our calling?
That is our calling. With that, we're going to skip over to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Not necessarily to do an extensive study, but since we're in 2 Timothy, and I want to read this, verses 1 through 5, just listen to it. I charge you, therefore, this is Paul talking to Timothy, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. Now, it's talking about people, church, and even people that they don't want to hear truth. They will heap up for themselves teachers that will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Here it is, and this is what Alex was saying. We don't need to turn away. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Alex, reading that makes us understand here at AFR what we do. You know, we're doing our best to do this. We're doing it on Exploring the Word. We want to fulfill our ministry, and we want to tell people that Jesus saves and he is the only way. And we're asking people to pray right now that God would be with Charlie, be with those physicians, all that medical staff, and that God would get the glory. We're going to return more here on Exploring the Word right after a minute or two. Preborn's whole mission is to rescue babies from abortion and lead their families to Christ. Last year, Preborn's network of clinics saw 8,900 mothers come to Christ. Please join us in this life-saving mission. To donate, go to preborn.com/AFR.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes, the kind that won't go away. When I turned around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head, the failures and the can't forgets. But standing here now, I'm thanking God it's behind me. 'Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away, yeah. Now I see grace.
Amen. This is Bert and Alex here on Exploring the Word, and we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And in a second segment, we're going to open a third segment, I should say. We're going to open the phone lines today. And I'm just calling it's a day of prayer. And yesterday was prayer request. Alex and I prayed. But those of you that feel like you can, we don't want you to have a long prayer. It needs to be concise, but we want as many people to pray. And we're specifically praying for our country, but we're praying for the recovery of Charlie Kirk and for believers that we would be strong. That's what we want to do. So, Alex, you were going to make a comment about chapter 4 before we dig into chapter 2 real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me encourage people to go back and read 1 Timothy 4, because that talks about the last days, and then 2 Timothy 3, perilous times will come, and then 2 Timothy 4. And what's interesting is, if not interesting, but a bit disheartening, I suppose, but if you look at 1 Timothy 4 and 2 Timothy 3 and 4, Bert, the abandonment of sound doctrine is also accompanied by an abandonment of moral boundaries. And Bert, there is a relationship.
You mean? Let me ask you this. You mean they go hand in hand?
They do.
Okay.
There is an absolute interconnectedness of what you believe and how you behave. Morality and truth are connected. And here's the thing, and I fear the Western world and America itself is learning this. You cannot divorce God's truth from moral stability. You know, really, and I'm sure everybody's heard this, but it's worth talking about. In the 1960s, we witnessed the banning of prayer in public schools. We witnessed the banning of the posting of the Ten Commandments. In 1970 and 71, California and New York State legislated what's called no-fault divorce, and the breakdown of the family began. LBJ and his Great Society program really gave government encouragement and financial subsidy for out-of-wedlock pregnancies, especially among minorities. And just thus began six generations of kids not growing up with a father. And then in 1973, and this is the juggernaut, Roe versus Wade, Norma McCorvey sued Henry Wade, the DA of Dallas, Texas, because she wanted to abort the baby she was carrying out of wedlock, I might add. And so with the removal of legal protection for the unborn, which even the late atheist, my friend Christopher Hitchens was pro-life, and he said abortion is unconstitutional. Now, he was an atheist, I'm sorry to say, but even Christopher Hitchens, and we talked about this, he said the Constitution guarantees legal protection of life, the right to life. And so since 1973, 60, and some estimates are as high as 85 million Americans have been aborted. And so there are a lot of repercussions from that. But Bert, here's the thing. We cannot, as a society and we as individuals, we cannot live lawless, immoral lives without repercussions. Now, the good news is that Jesus is as close by as a prayer. And the restoration of our country and the reining in of all this violence, the restoration could begin even right now as we turn back to Christ, repent of sin, call out to the Lord, and then it begins with each one of us, that we embrace God and truth and live morally. But Bert, when you read the 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 3 and 4, I mean, what you believe and how you behave, they go hand in hand.
They really do. And chapter 2 sets this up for Timothy to not stray from truth, to go. And he gives seven, I would say, word pictures of individuals. And let me give that kind of like an outline, if you would, and then we'll go over it. In chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it's the steward, someone that has been committed these valuable things and for them to handle it. And then in verse 3 and 4 and some more below, it's a soldier. In verse 5, an athlete. In verse 6, we find a farmer. And then down in chapter 14, it's a worker or a builder and building on these. And then in verse 20 and 21, you're a vessel fit for the godliness of God. And then finally, verses 24, 25, and 26, it's a servant. So he tells Timothy, in all these things, this is the characteristics you need to stand when. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus when. What you've just said, Alex, when lawlessness, when bad teaching, false teachers arise, what? We stay the course. So here's what it says. We went over some of this yesterday, verse 1 and 2. You, therefore, my son, notice the personal thought there, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace. We're saved by grace. We're kept by grace. We live by grace.
Amen.
Grace is a part of who we are, our DNA, after you've been born again in Christ. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Be a steward. You don't own this, but you're to steward. You're to guide it. You're to let others know and teach them. And again, you have this generational relay race, as I call it, handing down the baton of the grace, the truth of the gospel. So, Alex, the first thing is be strong. Be a strong believer. Don't you waver to and fro. So in 2025, we don't need to waver. We stick to the truth about the Word of God, salvation, who Jesus Christ is. He's coming back, what marriage is, what life is, what our identity is as male and female in creation, and then who our identity is in redemption as a follower of Christ. He makes it pretty plain in chapter 2.
Absolutely. He really does. He really does. And, you know, over and over, we see this. Let me read this in verse 7 of chapter 2. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Back in verse 2, we talked about it yesterday, the things you have heard of me among many witnesses, commit to faithful men. Bert, the church is always about passing the baton to the next group of runners, you know?
Yes.
Commit. We impart truth. I am who I am because of, yes, Jesus' salvation and God's word, but I've had people invest in me and mentor me and disciple me, and you have too. And aren't we, for good or for ill, you know, really, aren't we an amalgam and a summation of what we've learned and what we've you know, embraced and believed all these years? And so we are, and it's in 100 different ways. It's Sunday school, it's family devotions, it's in the home, in the church. Every day, it's God's word, God's truth, and we are to live the life of a disciple, but we're also to engage as a discipler, aren't we, Bert?
We really are. It's what we've seen and we have heard. When you read Deuteronomy 6, you'll find out, do this diligently. And a lot of the times it's what they say, and other times it's what you see and observe. What I've observed in some of my mentors was as loud as what they taught me verbally, Alex, because I could see the reality of who they were and see the joy that brings joy to others. And so that is so true. Then in verse 3, you therefore must endure hardness. Now let's stop off there. We don't want to do that. We don't want to endure. Yes, you do endure. We're not on a luxury ship as a believer. We're on the warship. We're on a,
Amen.
We really are the battleship. And so we're to endure hardness or hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now listen to verse 4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Listen, we've been bought with a price. We've been enlisted by the Lord, and we're to be strong. We need to listen and not be entangled. Does that make you think of running the race that was talked about in Hebrews? You know, we're to have, really, it's real simple. Know Jesus and make him known. I mean, I know that's simple, but I love it. We're to know him. Make sure you know him. I got a call today about, can someone really know? Yes, you can know. 1 John makes that plain. We can know, and then we can be secure in him to follow him. So do it as a what? A good soldier. Alex, we don't go AWOL. We don't go missing. We stay in the battle, don't we?
We do. We do. Remember, the New Testament says a soldier is not on his own agenda. We don't go AWOL, you know, absent without leave. Every day, look, every day is a gift, but every day we are to get up. And I've said this, I really mean it, you know, Private McFarland reporting for duty. Amen. We're on mission for God. And so it goes on, verse 7.
Alex, let me do one more thing. I'm sorry. This is just too good to pass up.
Yeah.
Look at it. Notice the ease here. You can't help it. Endure hardness. Mm-hmm. Do not, you're engaged in warfare, and you're not entangled. Okay? There's the three. You endure hardness as a good soldier. You're engaged in the warfare. You're not just passive. No, you're engaged. So don't entangle yourself with things that don't matter. Those three E's stuck out real clear.
That'll preach, as they say.
It will, and that's the reason. Hey, being a Baptist preacher, I see those things.
Exactly. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him, or obey and fulfill the assignment, the one who's chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, in other words, and that's an athletic term, really, competes, really, yet he is not crowned unless he runs the race lawfully, right? The husbandman that labors must first be partaker of the fruits. So Paul, he gives an illustration of a soldier in warfare. He gives the illustration of a farmer planting and reaping, and he gives the illustration of an athlete here. And just like Bert, anything that is worth accomplishing is going to take commitment. It's even going to take some, you know, strenuous investment. Athletics is, you know, you got to work out, you got to go to practice. I know what farming is. I wasn't great in athletics, although I played baseball for quite a few years. I wasn't great, but I do know a little bit about farming because we were in that for 68 years, my grandfather, my dad, and me. And if you want a harvest, you got to get up early and do some work. And if you want to win a battle, and folks, what a contest we are in. And Bert, I want to say this. Yeah, to be a Christian is life's greatest purpose. But to be a Christian American, and our nation is 1 year away from its 250th birthday, a quarter millennia, and for 2.5 centuries, America has been at the absolute forefront of the Great Commission. Benevolence. You know, Bert, and we've talked about this around the world. I mean, the sun never sets on the benevolent influence of the United States. I want to say this, and I'll say it anywhere, anytime. Yeah, my home is heaven, my king is Jesus. But to be a Christian and to be a Christian American, what a privilege, but also what a responsibility.
Amen, Alex. You preach it, brother. Verse 8, I want to get through verse 9 at least today. We got about 2 or 3 more minutes. But he says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to the gospel. Now, I want to just share with you, that is it, the resurrection. When Paul was on his missionary journey, he'd preach and they'd in the synagogue and they'd listen. That's good. But when he got to the resurrection, Alex, that was the line of demarcation. Yes, but no, yes. And those that believed, man, they would come forward. Others say, I want to hear a little bit more about it. I need to know a little. But there'd be those that says, no way. But remember, Jesus Christ, verse 9, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer. What? According to the gospel, the raising of the resurrection. He says, that's been it. Man, when I talk about that, that he could save Gentiles as well as Jews, but it's all based on the resurrection, him overcoming sin and death. But look at this, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Alex, hallelujah. I use this,
I'll do it.
In China after World War II, the word of God exploded in an underground church. The gospel couldn't be stopped by communism. Here in America, I mean, thousands would go hear Billy Graham preach. Thousands and millions were baptized, following the Lord. It was awesome. But what was the difference? Listen, no missionary that we know of was sent out of China. In America, during this period of time, under freedom that you just talked about, we sent out more missionaries during that period of time than any time in history. Yes, this freedom we have in America, that we have unchained, it's worth standing for, isn't it, Alex?
It really is. It really is. And folks, we've got a brief break. We're going to come back, take your calls, your questions. The number 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let us hear from you on this special edition of Exploring the Word.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. What a friend we have in Jesus, and we thank God for Jesus, the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Well, this is Alex McFarland along with Bert Harper. You're listening to the American Family Radio Network. The number, if you want to call in, if you've got a Bible question or a prayer request, and we are especially praying for our friend and brother Charlie Kirk, who is undergoing medical treatment even as we speak for a gunshot wound. It looked very serious, a shot, as far as we know, shot in the neck, and all he was doing was speaking at a college. But the number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We would love to hear from each and every one of you. And Bert, I'll begin in my home state of North Carolina. This is Deborah in North Carolina. Deborah, thanks for calling and welcome to Exploring the Word.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for welcoming me. I'm just so excited about praying for our dear brother, Kirk, and if you could allow me to do that, and also to pray for the transgenders. I've been really praying for the transgenders all this week, and so I was so happy that you all are allowing us to do that. Yes. Father, we thank you. We praise you for our precious brother, Kirk. Oh, precious God, you see him in the hospital. We thank you for guiding the surgeon's hands. We thank you, oh God, that no weapon formed against our dear brother is going to prosper. No plot or scheme of the devil shall prevail. The gospel will be preached. We thank you, oh precious God. Raise him up. Speedy recovery.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you. And Lord, and the person that did it, we don't know if they were transgender or not, but oh precious God, you've had us praying for these transgenders. You've had us praying for the lost. And I like what Bert has been telling us. This show has been preaching to us and demanding us and putting a demand on us and encouraging us that we are not to be silent. This is not a time to be silent, but it is a time for us to speak up. It is a time for us to pray. It is a time for us to fast. And Father, we fast and pray for the transgenders. You have put me on a 21-day Daniel fast to pray for them. And the transgender has become dear to my heart. God, you are the God of deliverance. You told us in Psalms 2:8, ask of me and I will give you the lost for our inheritance. God, we're asking you to give us the transgender. We know who the root of the transgender came from. It was Satan, because yes. Satan, he was in your face, and he was the first transgender. And he told you, he said he does not like being an angel, that he wanted to be a God. He was the first one that did not like his identity. He was the first one that did not like what you had created. And this is all he's doing, is a spirit of deception. So we bind up that deceiving spirit that has been coming against God's people, God's creation. God, when you made man and you made woman, you said it is beautiful. You said that it was good. And we thank you, Father, that we will all see that we are good people. And we thank you, Lord, for the Charlie Kirk family, that they will forgive
In Jesus' name, Brent.
Amen,
I hate to cut in, but it's just come out that Charlie Kirk has passed. And this supposedly is from President Trump. The word is that Charlie Kirk has died. It's on the Fox News front page as well. I'm not sure, but this is what we're hearing, and supposedly we have this from the president.
It's on all the networks verified, Alex, as best I can see. Let's pray for his wife and two children.
Yes.
Let's just do that. Father, our hearts are heavy. He's with you, and that is the joy that we have. You endured the cross so we could have, you could have the joy of us spending eternity with you, but that joy is our part. And I pray you would be with his wife, and I pray for those two dear children, Father. And I'm asking, God, that you'd be strong. And I pray this would wake us up, oh God, and let us see that we need to stand in truth, but in love. Do not let bitterness and hatred dwell in us long. Yes, there's a time for anger, and it does anger us. But, Father, we do not let the bitterness set in. We turn to you, asking you to do a work in our own lives. And then when they see our good works, they'll glorify you. We're praying for that, God. Do a work in Jesus' name. Amen.
Folks, some have given their life for this country on battlefields around the world. And Charlie Kirk gave his life for God and country.
It really was on a battlefield, too, Alex.
He really was. He was on one of the worst battlefields, which is called the American University campus. I know if he were here, we shared the stage together. We shared radio microphones together. We prayed backstage. Charlie Kirk would say, give your life to Jesus and be born again. Be a citizen of heaven. But he also would say, give your life for the preservation of the United States of America. He gave his life for that. Folks, we must honor the Lord, and as a steward of our country, we must give our lives for the red, white, and blue. I mean, really. May God help his family, Turning Point USA, love, prayers, condolences. But with broken hearts, we look. And I'm going to take the next call. Cheryl in Virginia. Cheryl, welcome to Exploring the Word.
I am so sorry for what just transpired. I feel so guilty about even asking for something in prayer after what's happened.
No, go ahead, Cheryl.
No, we welcome you.
God is big. God is able. And that's the whole idea, Cheryl. Go ahead.
Okay, this sounds very trite, but I'm 76 years old. I am alone. I'm in the horse business. And unfortunately, I live in a very rich county with lots of people that have lots of money and horses, and I barely make it, although it's God's calling. My horse needs to move to a place that has all the amenities. I've been fasting and praying because in shock, the lady decided that she didn't want me or another girl there because she wanted to make more money and gave our stalls away to a lady. And my budget is so tiny, and I had all the amenities. It was like God answered my prayer, and I had it for a year. And now I am struggling because there's nothing I can afford in this county. And I am up the creek without a paddle, so I am calling on the Lord. Man, this is impossible, but not with God.
Okay,
so
Cheryl.
I'm trusting that I'll...
Hey, we appreciate your prayer. And listen, you're talking to Alex, who is really somebody that has done with horses. I haven't very much, but we're going to be praying for you, Cheryl. Alex, all right, if I pray.
Lead us.
Father, I thank you for Cheryl, and I thank you that she would prerequisite what she said concerning Charlie, that after we hear that, we have our other requests, and they do sometimes seem like, Lord, this doesn't even measure up to the other. But Father, when it's in our house, when it's in our agenda of caring, and when it's in our issues of life, it's very important. And I'm praying for Cheryl right now that you would give her an answer of what to do. And Father, you would guide her, help her, strengthen her, Father, to open this up. And we're just trusting you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So if you're just tuning in, Christian, patriot, courageous speaker Charlie Kirk has died after having been shot in Utah, as is so often the case, because the Democrat woke left, they cannot advance on ideas. Their ideas are vacuous. Their policies are detrimental. So the only tool in their toolkit, which evil people have done throughout history, is violence. And, you know, Bert, I've seen people lose their temper. I had a Starbucks executive scream at me, literally a grown man, he's probably a 70-year-old man, screaming at me when I asked him, you know, what he thought of Donald Trump. So the left, they have no substance. They have nothing beneficial. And so what they try to do is violently silence voices of dissent. And one of those voices has been silenced today, the late Charlie Kirk. He's in heaven.
He is. Alex, real quickly, Brent, would you mind sharing that information that you just got about another shooting? This is it. Brent gets that.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, brother. Go ahead, man. I ask you.
Shooting in the last couple hours at a high school in Evergreen High School in Colorado. Looks like three students were hurt.
Yeah. The reason I wanted him to say that, because what is underlying all of this is the lawlessness. The man of lawlessness is, I think, going to be revealed one day, but Satan is doing his work. And so I just felt like we needed to hear that, Alex. You know, we got a lot of people praying right now. And so we got anybody else that's asked for prayer request?
Well, I see a couple of names on the board, but they're not lit up like I can.
Okay, well, let me go to Andy in Georgia, and I can do that. Andy, thank you. I know you. It says you have a prayer request. Is it for our country? Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's for our country and the church, really, and me and everybody like y'all that's trying to do really what Charlie Kirk's been doing, to being bold. Because another good word, gospel says to boldly make known the mystery of the gospel. And, you know, I want prayer for the ministry I got going. I spoke with somebody before about this racing ministry. I've got it kind of kicked off with Jesus, you know, Power by Christ Racing, and I want to be bold out there with it. You know, I want to take God's word across the country.
Let's be bold for Christ first. Let's do that, and then you know what that does? That puts iron in our blood to be bold for righteousness, which brings us to America, that we're bold for the righteousness. And again, Alex has said it well. Yeah, America's always had flaws, and I can tell you why. We're filled with human beings, and we always will. But when you look at a history, and Alex has said it right, said the sun doesn't set upon anything that America has touched and blessed. And so, Andy, we're praying for our country in such a real way, aren't we, Alex?
We really are. I want to say this in the strongest possible terms. Charlie said this at our event 13 days ago. He was with us. He said this. He said, Jesus Christ is most important. Politics is boring. And Charlie, he urged that audience of people to come to Christ if they haven't done so already. And as much as he was a conservative commentator, brilliant constitutionalist, but for Charlie Kirk, and I know this, I was with him last summer at the RNC, and we were with him 13 days ago. The Lord Jesus was first in his life, and first and foremost, and he was a patriot, but even prior to that, first and foremost, he was a Christian and a witness for Jesus, whom he is with right now. We have time. Let's Trent in Kansas. Trent, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I lost my mother when I was really young, when I was about 6 years old. It's a tough thing for those two kids to have to go through, just really thinking about them and, of course, his wife. And I just really feel for them. And I saw Charlie in Wichita here a few years ago. And he just almost the whole time talked about the Lord and just how important it is. He talked about politics a little bit, but he really stressed having a relationship with God. And that's first and foremost. I just appreciate that so much about how much he cared about his country, but he put God first. So I just want to pray for his family and especially his kids. Amen. So, Lord, I just want to pray for Charlie Kirk's wife and these two young daughters, God, and what a tough road ahead this Lord will be for them, God. But we know that he knew you, Lord, and they know you. And God, Lord, you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, God. You never have left me or forsaken me, God, and the difficult things. God, I just pray for these kids, Lord, that they would know that, and that his wife would be reminded of that, God, Lord, that blessed promise, Lord, God, that you, Lord, you care about us, God, and you, you love us, Lord, and Lord, we just pray that, God, you would comfort them and bring peace to their family, Lord, and Lord, may those two girls grow up loving and serving you, God, and Lord, may this be a testament, Lord, to other people who maybe don't know you, God, Lord, that they would turn their lives to you, God, that this will be used for good. And, God, we just pray for all these things, God, and thank you again, Lord, for the blessing that Charlie Kirk was to me and many other people, Lord, yes, and how you used him. Amen.
Amen. Trent, thank you, brother. Amen. Alex.
His wife, Erica, our prayers are with them, and children have lost a daddy. And, you know, I've got to say this, Bert. When he and I were at the RNC in Milwaukee last year, and Charlie and I spoke to, 250 or so teenagers, most of whom were the children of delegates to the RNC, he said he turned his phone off on Friday night, didn't turn it on again till Monday morning, because the weekend was for wife and family. I mean, he lived that, and it was convicting. Charlie Kirk, dead at 31, served this country, but more importantly, served Jesus. Folks, pray, pray, pray for Charlie's family and for the United States of America. But let's stay strong and let's stay bold for Jesus.
Amen. Let Jesus shine in your life. The time people look at us a lot of times is when it is difficult. Let's shine and show for Jesus Christ. Again, thank you for listening to Exploring the Word. It was a difficult program. We just share that with you, but thank you for your prayers. That's helped. And keep on praying and ask God to do a work in our lives and in our country. We'll see you tomorrow for more of Exploring the Word.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.